Now it's my pleasure to introduce the Honourable Jeanette Powell, Minister for Local Government and Minister for Aboriginal Affairs from the State Government of Victoria. We are pleased to have the Minister Powell with us today, as she brings both the experience of state government in her current role and much previous experience in local government in earlier roles. For the Shire of Shepparton in regional Victoria, she was a councillor between 1990 and 94. She was the Shire President between 93 and 94, and a Commissioner of the Shire of Campaspe from 94 until 96. Minister Powell also has strong community credentials. Her community appointments include Patron of the Shepparton Men's Shed, Shepparton South Soccer Club, and the Golden Valley National Council of Women. So please join with me in welcoming Minister Powell.
Thank you very much, Bill. Can I also begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on where we are meeting, the members of the Kulin Nation, and I pay my deepest respects to their elders, past and present, and to other elders. I'd also like to acknowledge Councillor Bill MacArthur, President of the Municipal Association of Victoria, to representatives from the Australian Local Government Association, or ALGA, Dr. Fawzi Bowo, President of the United Cities and Local Government, Asia Pacific Region and Governor of Jakarta, Indonesia. To Councillor Chris Meadows-Taylor, Mayor of the Central Goldfields Shire and Chair of the Conference Committee. To Mr. John Watson, the Executive Director of Local Government Victoria. I'd also like to thank you, the delegates from China, India, Korea, Japan and Indonesia, who have travelled so far to attend the United Cities and Local Government Conference this week, and for taking the time out of your busy schedule to attend this very important conference. Could I also extend my acknowledgements to the Mayor of Surateo, Mrs. Chi, who gave me a gift pack to remind me of her country, and I thank you for that, and I'm sure I'll remember it. Can I say that I hope that you enjoy your time in Melbourne, and for those who are able to stay on, and enjoy, as Bill has said, some of the festivals that we have and some of the cultural events that we're having, and also to remind you that Melbourne is known as the world's most livable city. I would also like to acknowledge the delegates from Victoria's 79 councils who have travelled from across Victoria to be with us today. I'm very honoured to be here to open the International Conference on Local Government and Cultural Policy. We're here today to look at the role of cultural policy and the relationship with economic, social and environmental policies, particularly as they impact on local government and our communities. Today, the conference will be hearing from diverse perspectives from right across the Asia Pacific, and also from Mr. Eduard Morales, Cultural Relations Advisor at the Barcelona Provincial Council, consultant on culture, cooperation and development for International Organisation for the Spanish Federation of Municipalities. Eduard is delivering the keynote address at the International Federation of Arts Councils and Cultural Agencies Conference at the Melbourne Convention Centre today, and we're pleased that he's also able to present here at this conference as well. We have the opportunity today to incorporate cutting-edge ideas into the way we plan our cities and enhance quality of the life for our communities who elected us and whose well-being we are charged with safeguarding. The days when planning and policy were simply about bricks and mortar and service delivery are fading. The wisdom of cultural expression being incorporated into our daily lives, although as old as time itself, has until recently been sidelined in the industrialisation of our cities. We're here today to talk about how we can revive and incorporate that dimension of humanity back into public policy and practice. Our international guests may not be aware, but as Bill said, I'm also the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs in Victoria. My Aboriginal Affairs Victoria portfolio has given me a much more insight and appreciation of the strengths that our First Nation people draw from their culture and how important this is to the organisation and success of their societies. Our Aboriginal people have the oldest culture in the world and have survived the millennium, for the most part peacefully, in one of the harshest physical environments in the world, largely because of their cultural traditions. A society that has survived in an unforgiving landscape by incorporating culture as part of its survival has something that can teach us all. As Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, I have established a local government Aboriginal partnership project to support local government in engaging with Aboriginal communities. We have a number of councils across the state who engage with their Aboriginal communities and their culture really successfully. And they are going to shadow and show other councils who do not have the capacity to understand all of those issues and perhaps the resources. We're going to have a partnership with those councils so that councils have the ability to be able to engage with their Aboriginal people and their cultures and to share that knowledge and experience. There are a number of questions we could ask ourselves. How does culture interact with community policy? How do cultural aspirations lead to better outcomes for communities and governance in society? And what are the different ways culture can be interpreted across diverse ethnic groups, and in our case, the Asia Pacific? While Aboriginal people have long understood the need to incorporate culture into the fabric of social policy, the centrality of art and culture for the rest of the developed world has been a relatively new concept. It's only 10 years since our Melbourne-based Cultural Development Network published the fourth pillar of sustainability, and I understand the author, John Hawkins, is with us here today. The international peak body, the United Cities and Local Government, has adopted the idea and in 2010 declared that culture is the fourth pillar of sustainable development. I'm proud to say that the Victorian Coalition Government is proactive in fostering art and culture at all levels of government. The Victorian Premier, the Honourable Ted Baillieu, has taken on the arts portfolio himself as a mark of the importance he places on art and culture in Victoria. Through Arts Victoria, the Victorian Government's approach recognises the key role of local government in supporting the delivery of quality professional arts and cultural programs and services at the local level. Victoria has a strong network of art galleries and performing art venues that provide local access to arts programs. Most of these venues are owned, operated, or supported by their local councils. The Local Partnerships Program provides regional councils with operational funding for council-owned arts facilities secured through a multi-year memorandum of understanding. The Victorian Coalition Government also provides core support for the organisers of this conference, the Cultural Development Network. This body is an independent, not-for-profit organisation that links communities, artists, local government and organisations to promote cultural vitality. The network advocates for a stronger role for cultural expression to build a healthier, more engaged and sustainable society. One of the network's key achievements has been the three-year Generations Project, which explores links nationally between engagement in community-based art activities and active civic engagement. It was through that demonstration of these links that have significant effects on the development of public policy and the targeting of resources to community-based arts projects. The Generations Project was a test of the view that truly sustainable communities need the addition of a fourth dimension, the pillar of cultural vitality, to be added to the accepted triple bottom line, indicators of a viable economy, a healthy environment, and a good social policies. Vic Health is in the middle of these three-year programs with the Ballarat City Council and five adjoining councils through the Localities Enhancing Arts Participation, or the LEAP program, which encourages greater social engagement through arts and cultural activities. The LEAP program is working in conjunction with local government to support new and existing art and cultural activities. LEAP aims to strengthen and improve the organisations, networks, partnerships, resources and events that are able to expand participation in and sustain arts and cultural activities. LEAP brings individuals together as a community. It engages individuals and communities who have not previously been involved in arts activities. The program focuses on strengthening these activities through new and diverse local networks, organisations and partnerships. Research has already indicated that increasing participation in this way brings social benefits which improve the overall health outcomes. Participation in arts activity can reduce social isolation as well as contribute to lower crime rates, increased employment rates and enhance educational performance. The ties in which VicHealth, a social connection strategy which aims to improve mental and physical health and well-being. Regional councils such as Greater Geelong, Ballarat, Bendigo and the Central Goldfields all have established arts and cultural programs, including festivals. My own rural municipality, where I served as a councillor for many years, Shepparton, has a proud record of arts and cultural development. These include cultural events centred around wine and food, sport, including equestrian events, bike and motor racing, wood chopping, triathlons, and the Sydney Meyer International Ceramics Award. We have a multicultural community at Shepparton, one of the largest in regional Victoria, and one of the largest Aboriginal communities outside of Melbourne. We also host a number of multi-faith services, which is to pay tribute to the many countries and the many cultures. In Victoria, art and culture is no longer just an option add-on for policymakers. For Indigenous and non-Indigenous people alike, cultural strength is a measure of strong identity, a sense of belonging, social cohesion, physical and mental well-being. I hope the conference provides inspirational ideas and confidence to act in your communities, which rely on our vision to sustain them in a holistic way, and that is socially, financially, environmentally, and culturally. Local government is the government closest to the people. We would like to be able to share our experiences and knowledge with the delegates from other countries, and we would be grateful to learn from the delegates from other countries so they can share their experiences with us. It is now my very great pleasure to declare the Culture, a New Way of Thinking for Local Government Conference officially open. Can I thank you and hope that you all enjoy your time in Melbourne. Thank you very much.